This time of year, I always head down to the Mingwo cookware store in Vancouver's Chinatown. It's been a tradition for me for about 10 years, but the store itself has been around since 1917. It started as a hardware store and morphed into a cookware store over the years. Fontaine Wong started working there when she was a kid for her grandfather, and now she runs the place. She knows I'm always looking for great new gadgets. First up is a strange-looking, bright red and white device that is actually a meat tenderizer.
Basically, this looks like a small rolling pin with little silicone triangles and some soft bar extension lines on it. And what it is called a tender press. And it is used for food. You know how you normally use, when you're tenderizing meat, you use a mallet or you add chemicals or everything that has spokes in it. Well, this will not cut or tear up your meat and it won't cause a splatter. And basically what you do is you just grab by the ends and roll across your meat and the little triangles, they will tenderize your meat and the bars will flatten it out.
The bonus of this item, once you've washed it off, it makes a great massager. Just get your kitchen elf to roll it up and down your back. Mashed potatoes are usually a mainstay of the holiday table. The first thing you usually do is wash the potatoes, and Fontaine's gadget for that is a pair of gloves.
It's a nylon glove, and when you need to wash your potatoes or carrots, you simply put them on, and then you run your vegetables under cold water, and you scrub, and you really get into the grooves of your potatoes, and you clean them up really well, and this is actually really digging into your work.
Once you've washed, cut, and boiled your potatoes, you need to mash them, right? Here's another new gadget.
And what makes this masher so unique is that the tines of the blades are diamond-shaped. They're not sharp enough to cut you, but they work extremely well and effortlessly when you're mashing, whipping, or pureeing your potatoes, your hot potatoes or vegetables, and it does it in about 60 seconds because we've tried this and this actually works. And it has a soft grip handle, so it's really easy on the hands, and it's got a very solid stainless steel frame.
From the same manufacturer comes a pastry cutter of similar design, which won't get clogged up like those flimsy wire cutters most people have in their junk drawers. Something I never do because I think it's too fussy is poach an egg. I might start doing it more often though, now that I can use a poach pod, a very cute little silicone mold.
Oil the inside of the pod, crack your egg, put it into the pod, put into a pan of simmering water, and according to how well you like your eggs done, that's the time you leave it in for. But these are very functional. They just don't work only on eggs, but you can use it for melting butter, chocolate, baking, and even to make ice treats in the fridge. And you simply, when your eggs are done, you simply take a spoon, you just go around the edge of the egg and pop them out.
I normally don't care too much for battery-operated kitchen gadgets, but when I picked up this next one, I knew it would find a place of honor on my dining room table.
Everybody loves to use salt and pepper, but everybody likes different designs and concepts of salt and pepper grinders. And from Cole & Mason, we have a salt and pepper called Buzz Buzz. And all you do is simply just direct the button to whichever side you want from salt and pepper. Mechanism on the bottom are two ceramic wheels, so and you can adjust your grind from fine to coarse, and it has a see-through acrylic sides, so you know when you're running out of pepper or salt. And it's also brushed stainless steel, so it's very modern looking too, so it'll fit into a lot of condominiums or people that love to have a good solid weighted pepper mill. This is the one for you.
If you don't want batteries, Peugeot also has a new pepper mill on the market, which has the grind adjustment built into the body of the mill so it can be changed easily. If you want to go for something a little bigger, Fontaine suggests a new blender from Breville, whether you like smoothies, blended drinks, or even snow cones.
This unit here, it can take ice cubes and blend them down to a snow-like consistency. That's how powerful these units are. So I'm going to take some ice cubes and drop them into the blender, and we'll let the blender speak for itself.
All right, so we can make a snow cone or something like that, or you have shaved ice for presenting oysters on or something like that. I like that idea. I could think of a few things.
It's quite a quiet motor.
That is beautiful. So, snow. That's beautiful. Oh, and it's got an ice crush setting. It's got a smoothie setting, and everybody loves smoothies. Pulse setting. What's that little 20 thing there?
That's a countdown. So if you don't want to run it, it's automatic. You just press on it and it gives you a 20-second blending or whatever you're doing.
Yes, it really did look like snow, and I took a picture of it you can see on my blog. Fontaine has many more great gadget suggestions, more than I can mention here, but you can listen to them online in an upcoming podcast. You can find the podcast and a list of what we talked about today at my website, dongenova.com. That's food for thought. I'm Don Genova.